Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Not a pretty day in Nashville for the Tennessee Titans, that's for sure.
Patriots win their fourth consecutive game. They improve to 5-2, remain in first place in the AFC East.
Time now for the Six Rings postgame show, breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
While the end result of today's game was never really in question, Pats Nation did go into the Patriots versus Titans game in Nash Vegas with a couple of questions in mind, like, could they possibly win three straight games on the road, a first in franchise history? Could the team win four straight in their first year under Mike Vrabel and Drake May's second year? Could Drake May continue his heater and his devastating deep ball? Could Mike Vrabel get his revenge against the team that summarily dismissed him quite preemptively a couple of years ago? Can Drake May continue building on a potential MVP season? And could the Patriots actually get their running game back on track? To all of those questions, I believe we answer with a hearty yes. However, there are still some other issues that may have popped up during the Patriots' 31-13 victory over the very hapless Tennessee Titans at Nissan Stadium today. Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Six Rings postgame show, live on WEEI, WEEI.com, our fabulous network of affiliates all throughout New England and Patriots Nation, and, of course, the Odyssey app. You can give us a shout anytime if you so choose, or shoot us a text message. Same number for both fabulous lines of communication. That would be 617-779-7937. On today's program, as always, you got your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens alongside Andy Jumbo Hart. We're with you till late in the 6 o'clock hour as well. We'll carry Mike Vrabel live from his former home in just a few minutes at the podium, as well as Drake May. We'll hear from some of our other Patriots-related colleagues, including Megan Ottolini and John Lyons, later in the show. And, of course, you, anytime you so choose. Andy, time to play our favorite game, as always. It's called the You Get One Word to Describe What You Just Witnessed. One word to describe the game, one word to describe the Pats' effort, the outcome, all that jazz. The word you choose, sir, is
businesslike. I thought that was perfect. You know, it wasn't perfect, you know, against a more impressive opponent. Maybe your little bit of a slow start would have been more of a concern. Mm-hmm. But you went on the road. You won. You took care of the football. You had a balanced offense. Drake May continues to look like an MVP. And now you're sprinkling in a little bit of a productive running game with Ramondre Stevenson. The defense needs to grow a little bit if it's going mm-hmm. to be as good as we expect it to be for the investment. But when you look at the final score and you say, well, 31-13, and you made plays in all three phases, and our Monday interviews continue to be great, by the way. Thank you to Marcus Jones for a late interception so we can talk to you about that and other things throughout the game because, you know, started off a little rocky for our guy, chasing a guy about 10 yards shy in the end zone. But we'll go right to the interception now.
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna allow myself. I'm not gonna take any heat, nor am I gonna hit delete on my earlier or first tweet of the day, which was when the Titans went up 10-3. Mind you, I think we anticipated or discussed at least both on the Six Rings podcast Friday with John Burton from News Channel 5 in Nashville, as well as on Friday's edition of the WEEI Afternoon Show, that this would be the most motivated the Titans would probably be all season long, that under interim new coach Mike McCoy, they would probably try to play tempo, start fast, get their fans involved. Maybe they would throw the haymakers. Maybe they would come out the gate a little hotter the trot. And they did, and they were up 10-3. And my first thought was, now, excuse me, could you just tell which of these teams just fired their coach and which of these teams could potentially have the number one seed at the end of the day in the AFC? And eventually the roles reversed. The Titans, I wouldn't say they ass, but they certainly not good. Though Jeffrey Simmons.
Sam Ward might be ass.
He was
good early, and then
I don't know how to feel about him.
Apart.
I mean,
he stinks.
You know what he is? Andy, he's underdeveloped.
Maybe. I don't know. You know I'm a big it believer, special believer. The guy was the number one overall pick.
Right.
I don't know. I can't allow number one overall picks to do the old-fashioned whoop Chris Berman and the ball falls out of his hand and Chase
whoop, like, thank you, touchdown.
Yeah. You just can't. I'm like the inaccuracy, ball behind a guy, interception, that's a young quarterback. That's a finding your way.
Yeah, Drake did that last year. It's okay.
I don't know if Cam Ward has it. I never liked him. I always thought he was being overdrafted as the best quarterback in a class that didn't really
big time.
Have the quarterbacks. And I think they may live to regret that.
Yeah, I can't say with any certainty, and how would I know? You could fill the oceans with what I don't know about NFL quarterback development. But that said, whoever takes over as HC of the TT next year, they might very well want to sign a veteran or jump right back into the quarterback pool and draft a guy of their own, because although they have spent significant draft equity over the past 5 years, Malik Willis, I believe, was a second rounder. That was the last quarterback that Mike Vrabel had to contend with before he was dismissed. Then last year, Will Levis, he was a second rounder. Mayonnaise in the coffee, banana skins and all. Now Cam Ward is the first overall pick. Holy overdraft, Batman. And they haven't been able to hit on any of them. It just shows you, Pats fans, how special it is to hit on a quarterback. Like last year's class, the riches of QBs last year, spectacular. Like we were saying earlier, there could be seven, says Joe Castiglione. Seven quarterbacks that'll be starting for some time in the NFL out of the 2024 draft class. But nailing Drake May is the most important thing that has happened to this team since Gostkowski hit the field goal to make it 13-3 in Atlanta way back in February of 2019. And that just shows you how important it is to get that pick right.
But not nailing it. It's getting to the point where it's laughable. It's almost like, are we unpunked? Is he really going to go 10 of 11? Is he really going to drop a deep ball in, drop a cover two hole shot in over here, drop one into a perfectly covered digs? Like, it's getting a little ridiculous with how accurate and how productive this passing game is. Like, it's almost, when I see Austin Hooper mossing a dude, you're like, the hell is going on? Or like,
how great was that touchdown catch? Wasn't that spectacular? Beautiful.
But he's Austin flipping Hooper. I wanted to tweet it, but I didn't want to tweet it. He's like the.
He's also a little sensitive, I've heard.
Is he? Well, he's like. Well, then he's not going to like this because he's like Joe Average journeyman white tight end, and he's like mossing people in the end zone. And I'm like, is this real? Like, is this some weird Disney movie where suddenly they have a horseshoe stuck up their organizational ass and like everything's just going to work again?
Yeah.
And I love it because I love Drake May and I love talking to him and I love the fact that he's growing personality before our eyes. He's mingling the sidelines of a high school football game on a Friday night. Then he's going to Tennessee to whoop some ass, and then he's coming back to play may or may not on Patriots Monday with us. Like,
oh, man,
I love it.
That's going to set your dials now. Set your alarm clock. Program your life accordingly. Tomorrow, I'm going to guess without confirmation, last couple of Mondays, it has been 3:30 for Marcus Jones, 4 o'clock for Drake May. Let's hope it sticks to the same. Although, actually, didn't he jump to 2:05 last? See, we never
know. It was 4 o'clock that then it was 2:05.
And we had it like,
and that's
quick,
fine.
Everyone.
If he's going to play this well, show up whenever the hell you
fine.
Want.
Fine.
Don't
that's,
care.
That's fine. That's all
Don't
good
care.
By
I'll
me.
Take this over Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Jacoby Brissett, Mac Jones,
Stidham,
Bailey Zappe,
yep,
Stidham, Zappe. Whatever the hell else it was, show up whenever the hell you want. You complete passes like this and make plays like this. Just one piece of advice. Please stop hitting your head on various things because your head
just,
seems fragile.
Can we be careful? He is, again, I call them the Matriots because the dude's the team. He's everything. He is it right now. He's got it all going on and then some. And once, although it was nice to see of the, let me just quickly check right here, of, oh, actually, you know what? Mike Vrabel to the podium.
Couldn't talk Teresa into coming over. I bet you did. I heard you guys were stars today. Did you get a lot of texts? Good. I'm happy for you. Go ahead. What do you got, Karen?
Well, three straight road wins, fourth straight overall. How does it feel that your team was able to pull that off, especially coming here at Bishop?
Yeah, I think an emotional game, emotional stretch for us. I meant something that this team and organization hasn't done, and it's done a lot. And again, that doesn't do anything. But again, the grind of coming back and getting prepared and staying in the game, we've played really well in the second half. You know, that's what I'm really proud of. And sometimes you don't always know how these games are going to go. And, you know, we certainly have to start faster, but really proud of the way that we've played, you know, giving up 3 points in the last two halves of football. Offensively, really, if we don't beat ourselves, it's been a good product, and was that same way today. I love the fact that we're finishing with the football special teams. Unfortunately, you know, with a penalty, but you know, we had some good kick coverage, some inconsistent kick coverage. So again, there were some good ones and there's some bad ones, and that's kind of where it's been. But in the end, I felt like we did enough. So excited for these guys.
What did it mean to you to come back, you and the team, though? You know what I mean? Not just yourself, but the whole emotion of the day.
Well, first of all, congratulations, man. 25 years. We appreciate what you've done. And I went back and I looked at, you know, you had a highlight video and I was in it and I looked a lot younger and I didn't have sleeves and I probably should have had some sleeves on back then, but congratulations and thanks for covering us in this town for as long as you have. We've moved on. You know, I mean, again, there's a lot of guys over there and a lot of people in the support staff that helped us through some decent things, but, you know, you kind of move on and this is a whole different challenge, and I'm excited of where I'm at. And I appreciate the support of our fans to come down here and be excited and be into the football game. And we got to continue to give them things to cheer about and to travel and to come back and play really well at home. So that's what I'm proud of. I'm happy for these players, you know, to have a little bit of momentum and to continue to build it throughout the week.
A chant of your name late in the game, you think that's your people?
They're over there. I mean, I'm happy for our players. I think these guys, you know, they're figuring out how to win. They're figuring out how to practice. You know, I guess it's humbling to have these people want to, whoever that is, cheer for us, whether that's the Patriots or Drake May or, you know, me or anybody else.
From the W.
Well, again, it's not just the running back. And again, we say the running back doesn't do a good job and we got to run it better, but we got to block better. And I felt like there were some running lanes. And when there weren't, we were able to stick it downhill and be able to push some piles. We had some double digit runs. We had some dirty runs. It was great to see us finish there at the end. So I think it's always a combination. And we took care of the football, and that's really the formula. And they made a mistake there that we were able to capitalize on.
Well, you just mentioned the turnovers again this week. What's working so well on Boston?
Practice, awareness. You know, just everybody else helping. But you know, it's getting good to see us doing the technique and the details that are important for those types of things. And you know, we're not putting the ball in harm's way. And guys going and making plays, and quarterback throws it in tight windows.
What stands out about Drake's game most for you?
I think there's an athleticism to him that's really, really cool. I think he's really accurate from all different spots, whether it's in a pocket, off platform. I mean, he's really done a nice job so far and spreading the football around. But there's an accuracy to him that's been really good for us.
How do you describe his growth from your perspective? What would you say about the way he's grown?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of demand there from Josh and myself, and I think he's responded to that as far as the leadership that he's had to show this offense. And you know, kept talking about he wants to earn it. Well, I mean, I've told him that he's earned it, and I think he doesn't like something in practice, and then he gets it fixed. And if he wants a better Friday practice, then he talks about it before we go out there on Friday. And you know, I think those guys respond to him and the things that he says and the way that he, you know, operates.
What's the second week in a row that
he leaves the field there? Like, you talk to him about sliding more.
No. I just wait for the doctor to tell me how he's doing, get the next guy in there, which is Dobbsy, and get a play in there. And then when the trainers tell me that he's okay, then we put him back in there, and we'll talk to him about, you know, protecting himself and being smart. But I think he's tried to do that for the most part.
So the second week in a row, you guys got that double score, you know, around halftime there. Just how critical is that?
Very. You know, we just, you know, ending with the football in our hands, and, you know, just defensively it was good that we didn't give up anything cheap there with 45 seconds. Great job of taking a shot and having it be there, and Drake putting a great ball, you know, Kayshawn, you know, making a hell of a catch there to secure it, and, you know, getting both feet in. So anytime you can do that and double them up, a lot of positives involved. So hopefully that continues to be a trend.
Like to see the plays where you have the 7.5 minute drive and then come right out, Caleb Vaughn comes up with that, you know, basically strip sack for touchdown. How pleasing is that, the complimentary football right there?
Well, and then again, whether that's the way that we covered the kickoff, right? You know, Ellis going down there and covering it at the 20, a lot of momentum there, guys running off the field or onto the field, excited, leads to a play. I thought a really cool play was the second down. You know, Spillane makes a tackle, forces it to third and one. Zach dialed up a great call. Duggar covers the guy to the flat. Craig covers the guy, you know, on the hide. And Milk gets a sack and forces him to punt. So that's the idea of some team defense and complementary football.
Mike, I know you said you moved on, but your player said it was imperative that you leave here with a W. You've got guys talking about how they have a passion for blocking, that they just love the team camaraderie that you've built. As a head coach here, when did you know that the guys could bought in, that they were buying what you were selling? At what point in the season?
Probably after, you know, the Vegas game and us going on the road to Miami and having a, you know, difficult environment to play and the heat and the back and forth. And, you know, I felt like that told us a lot about who we were. We just, you know, we kind of dipped our toe in the water the first game, and I was really proud of what they did in practice and going down there. And I think that really showed them it's always been a tough place for, you know, us to play. So I think that was really important for us, and that created a lot of positive momentum. You know, we didn't get discouraged when we, you know, had a bunch of turnovers, but, you know, had a chance against Pittsburgh, and then, you know, we played some pretty decent football, and we played good enough to win.
Mike, obviously,
last question.
You've seen Cam Ward on tape prior to this, but what were your in-person impressions of him?
I mean, early on, it was pretty good. You know, I mean, I think decisiveness, accuracy, and they did a nice job early on. I'm glad our guys settled down. Thanks, bud.
All right, there goes the victor, and he gets the spoils, Mike Vrabel. And Andy, I did appreciate the fact that he said he's moved on, he's happier where he is now. He didn't want to rub it in and be like, yeah, bet you miss me now, huh? You know, there was that funny sign that was hung in the end zone by some fans that said, Mike, sorry, we fired you. But he was well, here's Drake May. We'll get to that in a second.
At least Jason's been going, man.
What's going on? Y'all doing all right?
Locker room's open.
Let's talk about healthy. How are you feeling? And what was that taste for that?
Yeah, I feel all right. Just got to get down. Just landed awkward and felt all right. But, no, I felt good. So.
It took you a while, but how important was the game going? Kayshawn made that great catch.
And yeah. You ever run the football? No, I wouldn't say it was a struggle. I think being able to run the football helped us out, you know, today. I'm proud of the guys up front. It was emphasis all week to be able to run the football. And the guys outside made plays when the ball's in the air.
When you started that 2-minute drill, like, what was in your head and your plan? It was such a quick strike. Was that planned, or did you just see that play to Kayshawn? Like, talk us through that.
Yeah, kind of the same thing as last week in New Orleans, really, in the 2-minute. Just try to, you know, go get points. And if something's there, take a shot deep. And I'm glad we came out with 7 and were able to double dip coming out of halftime.
Take us through what you saw on the pitch out of Hooper.
Yeah, we had basically a high-low out there, and they both went to digs, and there was late getting out, you know, back to Hoop, and Hoop made a nice play. I threw it a little bit, but he's made a lot of those catches in his career, and he made a big-time catch.
Did you hear the Vrabel chant at the end?
I did. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I think that's always cool. I think that's you know, he downplayed it all week, which we appreciate. You know, I think he was focused on us and worried about us, and that's what matters. But I know that it feels good for him.
You guys, different teams since week one, obviously. Coach talked about dipping your toe in the water week one. You guys weren't that great. You really started to build. You have multiple plays down the field, especially the passing game, the one that Booty talked about. What's gotten you to this point to where it seems like everybody's alive, you're taking shots, whether it's Booty, whether it's Diggs, whether it's Pop last week?
Yeah, just keep playing the offense. Just I think we're learning each other, learning the offense together, and I think more and more comfortable every week. And I think that's the big thing with Coach. He's calling great games, and I think we got even more left in the tank. And I think that's what we'll look back on in that fourth quarter there to try to really seal the game.
That's those five guys up front.
Those five guys up front are balling, man. Those guys are warriors. Those are the heartbeat of this team, and they come show up every week.
Drake, you're obviously playing at a really high level right now, but the consistency at which you've been able to do it, what do you think has helped you the most to be able to kind of produce that consistency?
Yeah, I think the guys around me. I think we're instilling confidence in each other and confidence in myself, and just keeping them going out there and getting some wins on your belt helps with that. So just keep on going and just not changing throughout the week and just trying to get better.
Drake, you're the first quarterback in this franchise history to have three games in a single season completing at least 80% of your balls. What has allowed you to have that type of success so early in your career?
Yeah, same thing. Those guys are making plays for me. Those guys are up front or blocking their butts off. And in the passing game, they're going to make plays for me. And I think we're just trying to stay ahead of the chains and trying to throw the first guy open.
I think you answered this during the week a little bit, but maybe now that the game is over. How much have you grown since being in this stadium last year when you had the exciting play and then lost in overtime, but you see how you pulled out the win today? How much do you feel like you've grown as a quarterback?
Yeah,
since then?
I think we've just grown as an organization. I think with Coach Rabel and his staff, I think we're just trying to buy into each other and build an identity. And I think that's what's kind of the biggest thing for me. I'm trying to be the same player every week. And I think those guys from this game last year, left a bad taste in our mouth. So we're glad we came out here with a win.
You downplayed it, obviously, all week long. Everyone did about Coach Rabel coming back here. What has he meant to you guys, though? Not just but on a daily basis, in helping you guys get to 5-2 and where you want to be right now.
Yeah, he's a man. He brings it every day. He brings it every day. He challenges us, but he also cares about us and cares about us outside the building. And I think. He's just awesome to play for, and it's pretty cool in that locker room, celebrating.
You said, I don't know if you're aware of this, you set the Patriots record for all-time completion percentage in the game. Just two incompletions in the game, 21-23. So what is your reaction to that?
Yeah, I left some out there that I ended up running that I could have thrown. I think I tucked it a couple times when I shouldn't have, and I think I need to get the backside of the progression more. But, I think I'm trying to be careful with the football and trying to challenge it down the field and not just be a check down Charlie. So just trying to throw it to the guys that's open, and they're making great plays.
What's your level of confidence in this offense right now?
Yeah, I think we got some more. We got some more left, and I think that's what Coach McDaniels is challenging us. I think those offensive coaches are doing a great job and in their areas, and I think we still got more left, and I think that defensive touchdown really helped us out.
Final question, a little bit off topic, but Friday night there's a great high school game in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
What made you want to do that, and what was your reaction to
that? Yeah, I think I heard it was a big game, in a local area. I think two state champions playing, and just trying to support, brings me back to those days when I was playing. It's pretty cool to see them out there, and I guess there's a bunch of Patriots fans, so it was a pretty good crowd. So it's a good game. Thank you, guys.
And there goes yet another victor who also gets the spoils, Drake May. Andy, I think my favorite liner there, we'll go back to Vrabel in a second if you'd like, but I think my favorite line, I feel like he may have, I won't say emotional or worked up, but like, sounds like he loves his coach.
First of all, I think they all love their coach. I've been saying that for weeks now.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to cry there.
Okay, so I didn't read that wrong, right?
No. Well, I mean, I can't see him. We're just listening to his press conference, but I wrote down on my notes, cry? Which is a side note. I would enjoy that a little more if he hadn't gone to the blue tent. Because that makes me wonder, is he like in a weird headspace right now?
Hey.
You're so emotional, man. I love you.
I love you, man. You're just
drunk,
like the best coach.
Or loves his coach.
Actually, you know what? May or may not add that to the list for tomorrow's may or may not. Cry when talk about the coach.
Yeah, but no, that
Are you
was,
a crier? Wow.
My favorite line was actually, Drake, you just set the all-time single-game completion percentage for the Patriots, 21 of 23. Yeah, I left some out there. I tucked it and ran when I could have completed some passes. And I don't think this is coach speak. I think this guy, I'm starting to see. Remember when we talked way back when? And shut me up if you need to go to a break because I got no idea what kind of clock.
No, we're good. We're going to run it for a few minutes. No.
Okay.
We came on early today, so obviously everybody was hustling and scrambling. So you're good to go.
But if you remember, he was too deferential. Supposedly was the way it was.
That was
described.
The word I used all the time. Yes.
F that. The guy's a perfectionist. He's an assassin. I truly believe that he is mad that he didn't complete two passes and that he tucked away two that he probably should have thrown. You know, I've always believed the separation of the Vrabels and the Mannings and the truly elite isn't as much about talent. It's about drive and work ethic and perfectionist and, the Michael Jordan competitive fire and all these things. And Drake may not exude that. Visually or outwardly, I think he's got it. I think that guy has the drive, and we wondered about it. This is going to sound like a shot at somebody else because it is a shot at somebody else. He's the anti-Tatum. He looks like Tatum. He's complacent like Tatum. I think this guy would carve somebody's eyeballs out if you said he needed to win a football game.
I'm really
buying into it.
I think he loves winning, and obviously it was in the balance because whoever would have possibly thought that it was a good idea to ask him how dedicated he was to winning. Must have been
Chris Curtis. Last time I listened to a piggyback off a question, he asks Vrabel. From now on, ignore him.
Oh, my God. They say ignore the noise for a reason. Gosh. But the thing is, I think we're just not used to. We are so used to, so in lockstep with, so in love with the way that the Michael Jordans and the Tom Brady's and the Savage Psycho Sports Killers go about their business. That's what we see to be competitive fight. Like Kevin Garnett, headbutting the goalpost and pounding his chest and ripping people new blank holes all the time, verbally and on the court and whatever. I think that's what we take to be drive and fire. He is he's obviously built different, but he's a different kind of dude. He is
also a different generation.
Yeah,
it is. I think that matters.
Combination of the two.
I think generationally, I think we've actually gone down a road where sometimes the ones that bark the loudest now are actually not the biggest dogs. The big dogs are sitting on the porch and are you barking? Why are you barking? I could eat you right now. I can rip your head off if I want, but I don't need to tell you I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And I think there's a little something to Drake May for that, but the evolution of where he is. The other quick note was, did he have a little too much saliva? He sounded like me when I had a little peanut butter and jelly before a segment, and I'm like, I got to get this out of my mouth. He kept going like this and trying to get rid of it.
He does that sometimes.
But I joked about it. This was a borderline perfect football game in terms of him throwing the football, running the
21
football.
21 of 23.
But the scrambles, he's picking up yards when he needs to. He's doing everything he needs to. And again, the Hooper. Yeah, I underthrew that a little bit. You did. But it was a touchdown. Like normally a second-year quarterback in his 19th start would just be like, hell yeah, I threw a touchdown. No. He's like, that ball needs to be 3.5 yards further.
Yeah, exactly. But it almost like on the broadcast with Catalan, J-Mac, Jason McCourty, and Charles Davis, there was a name for that kind of like a helmet. They call it a helmet ball, like where you specifically throw it that way.
Yeah, I don't think he meant to do that. No, I don't think so either. It was underthrown. But his guy went up and made a play. And that's the other thing. Why would he not have confidence? When was the last time a guy effed him? Like, when was the last time he gave a guy a chance and the guy screwed him? It's been a while. And that's one of those cyclical...
Oh, last year, it was actually his love. His Kayshon Booty and the Thing of Beauty on touchdown duty. It was last year when Booty caught one over the middle. And remember, who was it against? He just basically lateraled it to somebody.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's the only time I can remember.
My point is, it's a self-fulfilling, it's snowballing now. They trust him and he trusts them and he trusts them to trust him. And all of a sudden, last week when he was telling us, one-on-one in this league is open. I'm throwing it to you. And that's the confidence he has. And then you mix in his accuracy. Also, I think today might have been the greatest flowers he's gotten from his head coach when he was talking about his athleticism and mm-hmm. everything that he does. He kind of delved into it a little deeper there. So maybe there's a two-way street of emotion, or maybe here's me spitballing on the fly, making a lot of presumptions and assumptions that I don't know if they're true
That's
or not.
What we do in talk radio. Go ahead.
Maybe they had a little conversation in the locker room before Vrabel came out to the podium and before Drake May came out, and maybe Vrabel was over the top. Effusive with some praise today, and maybe that played into the way Drake May responded when he's mm-hmm. asked about Vrabel, because maybe he feels like he got a little, you know, big boy elevation today at 5-2. But no, I think they love their coach, the entire team, and I think the entire offense loves their quarterback. I think they are all laying it on the line for their quarterback and making plays. You know, Pop Douglas, I don't know whose fault that was. Was that a bad post medical tent throw from Drake May, or was that Pop Douglas was supposed to sit down a little bit there? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's a great play. Fourth down, that's a huge play that Phenomenal. Pop Douglas makes. So, and even Dobbs, you got to give Dobbs his flowers. He gets to come in, he mm-hmm. avoids a sack, throws the ball, picks up a first down, gives Drake the opportunity to come in, continue the drive, boom, we got a Ramondre Stevenson touchdown. So this
overdue,
is...
overdue, yeah.
I'm with Vrabel. The one thing that if you're going to, and I think it's time to get a little greedy with this team.
Okay.
It's time to start nitpicking. It's time to start saying, well, if you do that against a better opponent, what will happen kind of stuff. And the slow starts. The slow starts against a better opponent, you might yep. dig a hole that you won't so easily dig out of. And that's something they need to work on.
And that's exactly where I would like to take us as we continue to examine this game. 31-13, your final score. Yes, the Patriots can take care of business against teams a little bit below them, several rungs, several steps below them, like the Tennessee Titans. But are they going to be able to overcome the slow starts? Are they going to be able to get the defense to make a stop on another team's opening drive? Again, they give up an opening score. Granted, they tightened up, if you will, enough to only allow a field goal, but they did allow the Titans 10 points in the first quarter. Funny, I think I heard on the broadcast that the Titans had only held a lead for as long as three plays. And now they had won one game at the very last minute against the Cardinals, a game they had no business winning as well. But they never have the lead. So it was a slow start for the team. And, yeah, I mean, they didn't win 50-13. So I don't feel like they really tried to put their foot down on the Titans' necks or, like, stay on the gas. No, like, they had a comfortable lead. They knew they were going to win. The defense did their job as well. But do we feel like this is true, legitimate? Do we feel like this is true, legitimate top seed play? Do we feel like this is true, legitimate playoff play? Do we believe this is Super Bowl contender play? That's the kind of stuff we can bandy about, Andy, as we've got another 2.5 hours here to go with you. Once again, you heard from the coach, Mike Vrabel, and Drake May. You'll get a chance to hear those later in the 7 o'clock hour on the content replay, or you can always use the Odyssey app Rewind and give a listen at your leisure as well. We'll hear from you on the other side at 617-779-7937. Also, our friends John Lyons and Megan Ottolini will be checking in later on in the show with their news and notes. I can't wait for Andy and Mego to have it out over whatever Megan's first word of description will be for today's game. Is she going to wet blanket you again, dude?
We got to come up with a nickname for her. Can we make it? Can we turn negativity into megativity or something based
Whoa.
On last week?
Megative.
Because I don't like the megativity in this town. If she comes on with a negative bad word, she's not on the show. Well, yeah,
all right, let's not keep saying it in case someone says they hear it and tell her. I want her to respond to that. I want a fresh, honest response. Like, Mego, guess what? Andy's got a new name. Excellent. Well done, sir. 617-779-7937. Happy to be with you on this beautiful autumn Sunday in New England. Patriots 31. Titans 13, a little bit of an inverse score right there. Another wild, unpredictable Sunday in the NFL. To catch you up on that and everything else trending in the wide world of sports, here's Zach Coe.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots keep on rolling with a 31-13 win in Mike Vrabel's return to Tennessee. Drake May continues his MVP campaign. He went 21-23, 222 yards and 2 touchdowns, adding 62 yards on 8 carries on the ground. Pats remain in first place with the Bills on their bye week. They'll welcome the 2-5 Browns to Gillette next Sunday. Elsewhere in the NFL, those same Browns roll the Miami Dolphins 31-6. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 31-0. The Jets fall to the Panthers 13-6. Mac Jones and the 49ers host the Atlanta Falcons tonight on Sunday Night Football. Don't forget, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of that one right here on WEEI, beginning at 7:30 after Six Rings. Bruins fell to 3-3 on the season. They lost to the Colorado Avalanche 4-1. Johnny Beecher, the lone goal scorer. They'll look to avoid a winless road trip tonight in Utah, taking on the Mammoth. Puck drop from the Delta Center at 7. Finally, Seattle Mariners. They look to secure their first ever AL pennant in tonight's ALCS Game 6. Logan Gilbert on the mound opposite rookie Trey Yesavage for the Jays. First pitch from the Rogers Center at 8:03. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Six Rings coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
This is the Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
The Patriots aren't going to go too fast. Josh McDaniel, the offensive coordinator, he has the last shot mentality. He wants to make sure they end this half with the ball.
May taking a deep shot down the field. Booty is down there. Touchdown. What a catch. Kayshawn Booty. His fourth touchdown of the year. That's a new career high for the wide receiver from LSU.
I gotta say, as someone who had a little splash on Steph Diggs anytime touchdown today, because eventually he's gonna have to get to the 6-point house.
Yeah, today wasn't the day though.
No, it was not. Once again, poor that's okay Stiz. Though. Made a booty, thing of beauty. I'm telling you, they have a deep ball connection, Andy. That is.
Oh yeah, beyond, but that, I mean, excellent. That goes back that a year plus now. That was,
yeah, his first touchdown pass in the NFL was a 50-yarder to him against the Rams.
That was the one Texans, thing we knew that they could do coming into the season, or had proven to some degree, was Mays deep ball, usually down the right sideline. Now mm-hmm. he's evolving for the whole field to booty. But yeah, the Stephon Diggs no anytime touchdown bit our guy Stiz in the butt, because Stiz had won $10 from me from the little Nerf hoop in the studio and told me to just put the $10 on an anytime touchdown for him, so now he doesn't get his $10.
Oh, that's too bad. Yep. But that his deep ball accuracy is beyond remarkable at this point.
Can I say something? This is my cynical
side. That's what this is for.
Whatever you want to make up a nickname for me, Angry Andy, Negative Andy, whatever, Nanny. Doesn't this feel, it's not sustainable. Even Jason McCourty's like, I've never seen anything like this. It's absurd. He's on a heater. He's on a heater. And even though he won't admit it.
To say the least.
He's not on it. He won't admit that he's on a heater. Uh-huh. I don't know if you heard him talking about that last week.
You don't ever say, I can't believe I'm throwing a no-hitter. Like, no one.
Well, but he doesn't even believe in it. He doesn't. He said it's just so different in football. He said in basketball, like when he was playing high school basketball, there were absolutely times where you feel like you're in the zone. You're on a heater. You
can't
do a little
miss.
Heat check. He said he doesn't really think that's a thing in football. There's just too much going on, and just it's a different world. And maybe we can delve into it a little bit more with him tomorrow, because certainly seems like he's in the zone or whatever that category you would align with what he's doing right now. And I don't think it's sustainable. And I sooner or later he's going to throw an interception, or sooner or later he's going to make a dumb decision, because this is a guy. Remember,
where's that dark side I heard about, by the way?
Right. This is a guy that 2 weeks ago, Tom Curran said there's still a dark side and a dumbness to his game. And this is a guy, Tom Curran aside, all of us 6 weeks ago or 7 weeks ago, whatever the hell it was, were talking about, well, you know what he needs to do? He needs to start winning games. He needs to stop turning the ball over and making dumb decisions at key time. Like, that was a month and a half ago, and now we're anointing him record setter. I just retweeted the record-setting tweet because he did set the franchise record 91-point-whatever completion percentage, and I just retweeted Tom who? Question mark.
Yeah.
That's how well he's playing right now. Tom Brady hasn't done these things.
So Ari Myrov, at My Sports Update. There are a lot of sweet tweets we'll be sharing with you throughout the course of the show as well. If you have a favorite, of course, you can tag us at FitzyGFY, at Jumbo Heart, and at Six Rings Pod here on at WEEI. For a franchise that once had Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback Drake May set a new franchise record today for the highest single game completion percentage, minimum 20 pass attempts, 91.3. The previous record was held by good old TFB himself, Tom Brady.
Tom who?
88.
What's that last name?
Tom Brady.
Also not familiar with him. When's he going to actually chime in and comment on what Drake May is doing? I feel like it's been a little quiet. If only he had, I don't know, a newsletter that he writes all the time. If only he had
a
microphone.
A series of updates that he does on Fox Sports social media every week.
Fox Sports
Power social rankings.
If only he had a way that he could get his feeble little voice out there to comment on Drake May. Is he jealous? Oh. Is he worried? Is he worried they're going to take the head off his statue, change the number to 10, and make it a Drake May statue?
Whoa, I don't think Drake May would want to be shown in such Olympic
defiance. No, he wants a bigger one.
So wait a second. Come on now. So, Jesus, I mean, you put him in the Pats Hall of Fame. You already got him in Canton. Now you got a statue of him outside of Gillette
Stadium.
I don't
have him in Canton.
They'll have to
have a statue.
Look, they'll have to put the statue of Drake May outside a new stadium, because I think 12, 15 years from now, they'll probably be playing somewhere else, I think.
Okay, maybe. So we'll just let the Brady one stay.
But these numbers, these statistics, these accomplishments, these records, they're absurd. Like, listen to this one as well. Let's see. Here we go. This from Next Gen Stats about Drake May's deep ball accuracy. Drake May's 39-yard touchdown pass to Kayshon Boutte traveled 52.6 yards in the air, May's second of the season, over 50 yards by air distance. May is the only quarterback this season with multiple touchdown passes that have traveled over 50 yards in the air. Well, that's pretty cool, Fitzy. Is there anything else you got? As a matter of fact, I do. From Chad Graff. From The Athletic, a frequent guest on the Six Rings podcast, Pal Omega. Patrick Mahomes and Dan Marino were the only quarterbacks in NFL history to post six straight games with at least 200 passing yards and a passer rating over 100 while under the age of 24. Now they have company. Drake May has done that as well.
Boom. Opposite of roasted.
Yeah. New segment here on the postgame show. Boom. Opposite of roasted.
Because it's ridiculous.
We'll call it ta-da.
Patrick Mahomes, Dan Marino.
I mean, the company.
Tom Brady. It's
John Elway, or
Lamar
like
Jackson.
Josh.
We've actually dumped those because he's too he's too consistent. He's elevated past the most recent MVPs. Now he's doing it on Hall of Famer level already. It is crazy, and I'm not exaggerating when I say, because even let's go back to the Pittsburgh game, or there was the interception in the end zone. Okay, learn from it. Mm-hmm. The fumble, learn from it. There were also those early passes where I think the Pittsburgh game, his first pass of the game, he hit like a DB in the chest and the guy just dropped it. There were even those plays that weren't showing up in the stat sheet.
He almost threw a pick on the first pass against the Panthers, if I'm not mistaken, too, right?
Right. Has that happened recently?
It has not.
I feel like not only have the turnovers gone down and the big plays gone up, but even the, some of the stat sites do with the turnover-worthy plays.
Yeah.
Did he have any turnover-worthy plays today?
I didn't see any.
I'm legitimately trying to think.
Did you see anything that came close to being a turnover?
No. You know what? One of the runs, I think he lost the ball at the end of it because Hunter Henry dove on top of him to protect him like he was, saving him from a hand grenade. And I think maybe there was a loose ball there. But no, and I didn't. It's unfortunate the one hit he took where he was thrown to the turf, which was an athletic play. Unless he's going to turtle there and just do the old Peyton Manning and fall down and not go for yardage.
That's not his game.
Certainly not his game at 23, maybe at 33, maybe at 37, a billion hits down the road. Maybe that will be his game. But other than that, I thought he was sliding. He had the nice slide late. I'm with Vrabel. There was that question, you're going to tell him to slide more. Also, I thought Vrabel did a good job differentiating himself from Dable when they were like, did you tell him to slide when he came off? No, I let him speak with the doctor, go to the tent, and I awaited the update from the doctor, as I should, as a good head coach in the National Football League.
Yeah, I didn't insert myself into a situation or scenario where I don't belong because I don't feel like getting it. Nope, don't want the FedEx, bro. So at least this week, I'm just doing a little math on the fly here. I know you were told there wouldn't be much, but I'll do the best I can. I think today he was responsible for 222 yards passing, 62 yards on the ground. So that's 284 yards total. He was responsible for about 75% of the team's offense. So it's down below 80. It's around where I think it's a bit more sustainable. Side note, the ground game did get going. Ramondre averaged 4.9 yards per carry. A lot of that also helped when Jeffrey Simmons went out of the game with that little hamstring.
No. He had 40 yards.
Oh, he had a good first drive. Excuse me. He had 30 yards on his
first
three carries.
Right out the gates. Yep. Don't try to diminish my guy, Ramondre Stevenson.
I'm realigning. I stepped back. I recanted and I corrected. However, we're going to have a conversation about your guy, Travion Henderson, because he's just not going. It's just
he doesn't really get a lot of opportunities. I will say, though, Jennings was more impressive in his limited opportunities than Henderson was in his. Jennings had a couple nice runs there.
Five for 18, Travion.
How did he end up with only 18 yards? Jennings, just remembering that 1 9-yard run.
There was one nice 9-yard run, but otherwise.
But he finished, he fell forward.
He ran more decisively. Henderson's, yes. They even said, I think J-Mac used the word hesitant to describe his approach at the line of scrimmage and whenever he's got the ball in space. I don't know what it's going to take to shake that free of him, but we'll see. Andy, let's grab a couple calls while we're here.
Let's do it.
You know the number, 617-779-7937. If you also want to text into the show, the best of the text will be monitored and hopefully later on shared by our guy Zach Coe at our beautiful, safe Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. And, of course, the Six Rings postgame show is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. It's all available at McFarland. McFarland Energy. .com. Well, here's a name I've not heard in some time. The legend of Scott in Weymouth would like to join the postgame show. What's up, Scott?
Nick, what's up? And I mean that, brother. Here to here. I wish I could knuckle you. What's up, kid?
How are you, guy? Nice to hear from you. What's up on the South Shore?
Thank you. I'm actually currently in Quincy. I'll be honest, straight up. I just lost money betting against them. I said 6.5 is too much. I'll eat it. I don't know what to make, Nick. It's a very fine line between getting crazy and being optimistic. I see a very close comparison to a coach quarterback comparison. Belichick, Brady, Vrabel, May. Now, I know that's crazy. Some people are driving off the road on I-93, stay in your lane. But there's something going on here, Nick. Would you agree?
There is most definitely something special going on right now, Scott. The quarterback is playing at a level that we have not seen, as we shared statistically, maybe ever as great as Tom Brady was for two decades. And this team absolutely loves their coach, and it feels like anybody would do anything for him at any time. And I don't think this team is quite near. I don't think this team is as talented or dominant as the record at the end of the season may indicate. But at the same time, considering how quickly they are along in their rebuild, it's pretty awesome.
Nick, I agree. Am I still on? I'm used to Greg.
Yeah,
Gale
you are. We got time. We got time for one more thought.
Yeah,
from
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Go
no,
for
I,
it.
I would say that it's still a very sexy futures bet on the Patriots. But it also, and I'm not being Debbie Downer here, if you go so fast, hence why I lost money today betting against them. I'm like, you're going to win, but they ain't covering 6.5 on the road. This team, I don't know what to expect, Nick, and I'll leave you with that, Fly Kid. Thank you for taking Nick. Later, peace.
Hey, good
later.
To talk to you, buddy. Thank you, Scott, for calling in.
Hey, Scott, Andy, maybe slip in another Nick in there. Jesus Christ, he said your name effing 20 times. Nick, well, Nick, get off his Nick.
He's a fan, all right? Eat a bag of Nicks. What do you want? Andy, I'll throw to you. What to expect from this team? What now, before we go to, do you want to do the old radio game? I'll ask you the question, then we'll carry it across the break.
Yeah,
long tease.
He'll answer after this.
I would like to see, now that they are 5-2, now that they went on the road and covered, now that they've won four straight, now that they did for the first time ever, won three road games in a row. It's still amazing to me that that never happened during the Brady Belichick era. What should we expect from this team, and how do you think we should recalibrate our expectations? That will not be answered by Nick. That will be answered by Andy Hart on the other side after we take a quick break here on the show. We got room for you, of course, at 617-779-7937. It is unbelievably our fourth victory Sunday in a row here on the Six Rings postgame show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
This is the Six Rings postgame show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
There's a team that's trending up and there's a team that's trending down.
The team that's trending down is the Buffalo Bills. I'm hitting that panic button right now. Now, the Patriots, on the other hand.
No.
Now, the Patriots, on the other hand, they just continue to get better and better. Drake May's playing really good, sound football. He's not turning the ball over. They got a running game going. And Vrabel's got that defense firing on all cylinders. The Buffalo Bills, they've been the big brother on the block for the last few years.
They are the Patriots going to win the division?
Patriots
going to win the division?
They're going to win the division.
Who would have ever pegged old Bubs himself, the squirrel, Edelmania, Julian Edelman, the most recently enshrined member of the Patriots Hall of Fame, which one day, of course, will have to make room for Drake May, as Andy pronounced on the afternoon show. Who would have ever pegged Julian Edelman as the old Pat's cheerleader, the old rump swab for the organization? The team is trending in the right direction. Buffalo's trending in the wrong direction. Pronouncing this morning, so that was October. This is October 19th, 2025. The Patriots will win the AFC East. Andy, I wanted to come back with that most especially because on the other side of the break in the long tease, I asked you, with this four-game win streak, with the three games won on the road, with Drake mania running wild all over you, how do we as Pats fans recalibrate our expectations for this team?
Well, I think you're at the point where it's going to be a disgusting disappointment if they don't make the playoffs. Like, the way they are playing on, you know, all phases of the, there's not one area where you're, other than depth, and I reserve the right to say, if the team looks nothing like this come November and December, and all of a sudden you're missing three, four starters, five, whatever. But assuming they stay relatively healthy, they should make the playoffs. They're playing really good football. They have a light schedule. Like, there's no reason I can see. We have faith in their coaching on both sides of the ball, all three phases. It's a dramatic change for me, but I do think, you know, it was a little snarky, but it was also accurate. The rest of the league isn't very good. You're good. Mm-hmm. You're playing good football, so take advantage of it, right? Maybe Vrabel was way ahead of the curve. Remember in January, he said they want to be able to take advantage of losing football. They're taking advantage of losing football and loser teams and loser organizations. That's like the first part of their success. Now, you're going to have to do more than that in some of these games, and I don't totally pencil in every victory. Like, I don't think Cleveland, we'll get to that a little bit later, is a game where you just say, oh, you'll smoke Cleveland, no problem. I think they can make you, you know, Myles Garrett himself could make you have plays that swing that game in a bad direction. But I think as a Patriots fan right now, you have every right to expect you'll be playing an 18th game in 2025-2026.
Just to provide a little update right now as well, the New York Giants are up 7-0 on the road against the Denver Broncos. Now, there's a team that you were heading into this weekend, tied at 4-2. They were vying for first in the AFC West. You, of course, sitting now with a legitimate half-game lead and the tiebreaker over the Buffalo Bills.
If the playoffs started today,
you would be the... Well, as of right now, folks, you would only be the 2 seed because the Colts are taking it to the Bolts right now in Los Angeles, where there is no home field advantage to be found for either of the two Los Angeles-based teams. The Crazy Eyes killer that is Daniel Jones, 13-3 over the Chargers right now. Andy, the Colts are legitimately remarkable. Like, I got to say, we didn't see this coming for the Patriots. In our best-case scenario, this is how things would have worked out given their schedule and a rapid-fire development of everything Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and most especially Drake May. Did you ever see the Indianapolis Colts being juggernautish?
No. I believe I predicted Shane Steichen to be the first coach fired. Instead, he'll be the first coach to win Coach of the Year if he keeps trending in the direction he's going.
Wait, as we continue to rattle off stats that have never happened before, unique and anomalous, has anyone ever gone on FM radio and said the first coach fired is actually somebody who wins Coach of the Year? That would be amazing.
It happens. You know,
that's
you win.
Okay.
And I stand by my logic. Daniel Jones was the quarterback. The owner died, and his daughter, who's the new owner, puts a headset on and wears a dress on the sideline and looks over the shoulder of the head coach. It looked like it was set up for disaster. Can we agree that my logic was
instead,
solid?
Instead, they're absolutely... Oh, 100%. I had them finishing last. I thought they were going to win four games this year.
And I was wrong, and now maybe they'll be the number one seed. And then you even look back. Did you see today? Speaking of Cam Ward, Cam Ward today fumbled for the, I believe they said his fumble was the fifth fumble he's had this year. Chaseon catches it, runs it for a touchdown, and they said it's the first rookie quarterback with five fumbles something since Daniel Jones. And I was like, yeah, Daniel Jones sucked, but now Daniel Jones doesn't suck.
Precisely.
Now Daniel Jones is good.
By the way, as we continue to share and rattle off more of these anomalous, unique, unbelievable stats regarding your quarterback, number 10, Drake May. How about
this one,
Andy?
Quarterback.
Before we grab another call, here we go. How about this one? Drake May, quarterbacks in NFL history over any six-game span in a single season with over 150 pass attempts, a completion percentage over 75%, passer rating over 125, and rushing yards over 150. So a highly pass-efficient dual-threat quarterback. The list is 1, Drake May. That's it.
That's not a list. That's just a name.
I think a list. Yeah, needs I two. Mean, technically, can you be a list when you're only one? It is pretty remarkable.
So it do you? Because I don't have this fear. I'm just gonna lay. Do I think this is sustainable? No. Do I think there's bad throws coming, incompletions coming, missed deep balls coming? Mm-hmm. Like, he's not this perfect. No one can be this perfect. It is what it is.
Right.
But I don't think there are disasters coming. I don't think there's some sort of pendulum swinging in the total other direction and he goes to turning it over five times a game and missing every open. So I think there. It's like we talked about the other day. He's a top five quarterback right now. So the regression might be top 10 quarterback. And you hope at that point maybe the defense has picked up its slack and maybe Carlton Davis isn't stumbling over his own 2 feet on the first play of the game to give up like a 12-yard completion, right? Like, so I have removed the possibility that this is some sort of aberrational, short-lived mirage. No. Drake May is who we all, most of us thought Drake May was coming into the league, and that was a potential franchise quarterback with a lot of talent and a lot of modern football ability. He's showing it to you. There's no midnight coming. He's not going to have to run out
there's
in
no
one
pumpkin.
Shoe
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
the pumpkin and the whole thing. That ain't happening. He's good.
It'll get tougher for him, though, depending on the opponents, because they're going to play. Their schedule is pretty. Let's be honest. It's going to be tougher next week.
Yes, the defenses will improve. He has not played good defenses, and today it's not a good defense, and then they lost their best player, you know, early in the game. So I get that there will be hiccups coming, but guess what? He's also going to have more experience, more opportunities, more knowledge, and then eventually more talent around him. He doesn't have an elite player around him. Is there an elite player around him?
Well, we'll actually get to that in the 5 o'clock hour coming up because there were several pregame reports about the Patriots being interested in a trade market that could develop for several different positions and several different players. We'll try to gather from you and, of course, the listening audience as well here on WEEI Six Rings Postgame Show. What is the greatest position of need and which of these players you'd like to see them go after? But first, Andy, a quick call, and then we will flip it to the 5 o'clock hour. One of our favorites here on the postgame show, Jay's all the way down in North Carolina. What's up, Jay?
Hey guys. Let's the statue to Drake May. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. The 31-13 wasn't against the Detroit Lions or the Eagles. When they can do that, the poop will hit the oscillating mechanism, and I'll be there to clean it up. I'll be impressed. But I'm hoping that
never heard it phrased that way before, Jay. Good work.
Anyway, none of these teams are going to be pushovers, and I thought Tennessee would play over their heads because of losing the coach, and they did for the first 10 minutes. But then again, the Patriots, I heard Mike Vrabel's old coach, do your job, and they did. But what about the offensive line giving Drake May a little more time? I don't want to see him scrambling.
The offensive line definitely did a better job run blocking today. Today they didn't have their best day pass blocking. He was sacked.
Jared Wilson sucked.
He wasn't good.
Was horrific today.
Andy, do you wonder maybe if the team wouldn't be better? He's gotten some seasoning. He is a rookie. He'd only started 1 year in college, that at center, all 12 games. Center is his more natural position. I wonder if they wouldn't possibly be a better line right now if you made him the super sub either at center or guard and put Ben Brown back in at left guard.
Yeah, that is the common theory floating around on social media. And after today, it's hard to disagree with. I know they like his athleticism, and they probably are of the mindset that they're investing in a young player, that it'll pay off getting him these reps, and there may be some struggles, but, you know, as he learns the position and gets more experience, it'll pay off in the long run. I thought he really, really struggled today. Now, and I didn't notice it as much, but our buddy Mike Giardi was like, yeah, not a great day for Campbell either. Maybe I'll have to go back and watch a little bit more of that. So, yes, the offensive line absolutely can be better, but that's one of the things I'm saying. If they're better and Drake May takes a little regression, well, maybe now he has a little more time and that helps him do his job. So that's where I think all of it can come together. Or, for example, Ramondre Stevenson. Maybe today is a step in the right direction for Ramondre Stevenson in the run game. And I know their run defense stinks. And maybe this just built false confidence. Or maybe it gets the ball rolling and they feel a little bit better because Josh McDaniels has been preaching to us patience and what was the other
time
thing?
Time on task. T-O-T, time on task, the old Totsky.
Good thing it's not time in task, because I couldn't say that on the radio. It's time on task, so it's a tot, tater tot. But yeah, the offensive line didn't have its best day, and you won the game 31-13, and your quarterback went 21 of 23, and your running back had 88 yards and averaged 4.9 yards per carry. Not a bad way to not have a very good day with the offensive line, huh? This must be nice.
Not bad. Must be nice. First world football problems. You love to have them. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. If you either want to get all riled up or remind us, where we will examine a potential trade market for a number of different players the Patriots could look into, a couple of pre-game reports out there on the interwebs as well. And are you knowing, we know that Drake May is now a legitimate MVP candidate, despite what the Adam Schefters of the world may say. What does that guy know?
He'll change his tune this week. Mm-hmm. We'll talk
and
to
Andy
him on
says,
Wednesday.
Andy said it would be, I think, a disgusting disappointment if the Patriots didn't make the playoffs. So honestly, at this
feels
point,
strong when you say it.
It does. It comes across right. You said it. You just let it slide right off the old tongue. And when I say it, it's like, oh no, he put on like throwing to commercial host voice. Now it's pretty. Now it's intense. Andy said it'd be a disgusting disappointment if they missed the playoffs. Are they more than just a playoff contender? Do you really think that this Patriots team could be a Super Bowl contender? It's all on the table. It's all up for grabs. Mego at 5:45. John Lyons in the 6 o'clock hour. And you with us until the very end. 617-779-7937. Thank you for listening to the Six Rings Postgame Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.